All right. So time to celebrate? All right. So let yourself get into your most comfortable position in which you can sit for the longest time without having to move or be imbalanced or feel pain or whatever. Settling in, getting comfortable, your body with you. Letting your body know, off for another adventure, so the body can relax and rest. And when you're ready, you pull the curtain across, closing your eyes, drawing yourself down into your private personal space. And the body feels peace as your attention moves into your center, into your being, subjective self. The self that you love so much. The self that is so beautiful. The light being that you are. Just let it be comfortable and cozy to settle into this self that you are, the spark of consciousness that you are, the divine being, the powerful reality creator that you are. Just to be in that. Relishing your own vibration, enjoying your field of resonance, how familiar, how colorful and delightful, you know all the ways and means, twists and turns, all the idiosyncrasies, all the adventures you've had. You really like yourself. You love yourself. And you want for yourself the very best and most wonderful reality that you can possibly imagine, and then some. There is nothing so wonderful that you realize that you don't deserve to play with. You can play with it all, explore it all, try this, try that, and find your way into your celebration. And so let yourself now feel so relaxed and drift into that wonderful place in that spa where you luxuriate in luxury. The most comfortable of places to lay your body down, to let it drift off while your consciousness takes a journey. Sense yourself there, looking at the sights and the smelling the smells and seeing the colors, feeling the energies, admiring the beauty that is about you. And with a gentle breath in through the belly, relaxing breath in and a sigh, you let go of the rest of your connection to your body as it drifts off, and close those eyes, those inner eyes, and you find yourself in space. You find yourself moving freely, comfortably, elegantly through space, a sky with stars, through space. Let yourself find that channel, that avenue, only demarcated by distortions in the visual field. And let yourself go into that curved channel. And it curves more and it speeds more. Elegantly speeding more. Faster and faster you go. No friction, no resistance, just ease of flow. You feel exhilaratingly free. Flying. Faster. So comfortable, so free, and yet so safe. Amazing. What a journey you've had, going from one phase of time to another phase of time. And here you are, sweetly spinning, hurtling, flowing, flying through space. As this curve gets more and more and you begin to spin and cycle and up and down and around and in and out, just laughing like a child on a really interesting ride at a theme park. Just sense it. A roller coaster or some other intriguing ride, just up and down, around and over, and do some loops on, oh my, and there's an infinity, and here we go this way and that way. And it's just all so much fun. There's a sense of exhilarating freedom that expands into an exalting joy. Exalting in your freedom. Exalting in the ease of your speed, the elegance of it. How wonderful to have no impedance, no obstacles. And as you spin this way and that and over and around and in and out, you gradually kind of straighten out and you see ahead of yourself. There is that light. There is that future. That future that you have looked for, the future you have decided that you desire, the future you have chosen, the manifestation, the healing, the celebration. As you get closer and closer to it, it becomes huge. It's big. It's bigger, even bigger now. And as you get closer now, 3, 2, and 1, through it. Right through the light. And on the other side, you find yourself standing, either on the top of a mountain, a pinnacle of some sort, a peak, or deep in a valley. Nurtured by the mountains or hills around it. A beautiful place. A sacred place of power. And as you are there, you feel a presence. You feel a presence arrive behind you. You feel a presence arrive around you. And you just stand there, kind of drinking it in. We feel us shimmer about you as we gently turn you around. And when you turn around, you face your future self. The self you have created a probability of being. The self you have requested yourself to extend into, to expand into, and to become. That self stands there looking at you. Look at how radiant this self is. Look at how strong, how powerful they are. Feel the success. It's natural radiation just coming right out of them, just radiating. Feel that wonderful sense of success in a flow, a momentum that has ever-increasing heights and breadths and depths. They ride the crests of the wave of the momentums that they choose, that they create. And they float on these waves much like a person surfing. They found a great wave and they surf it and they leap and jump to another great wave and play there. They know how to do this. They've become quite skilled at mastering the physical plane and its manifestations in the aspects of time. Get a sense of how far into the future you think this is. This is a self 2 years, 1 year, 9 years, 6 months, 3 years. What's your sensing? And the self stands and looks at you with so much love, so much compassion. They know what you've been going through. They know how sometimes it was hard for you to get to certain awakenings and certain places. And they smile at you because they know there's a point where it all becomes so much more magical. It's not going to be easy as a breeze, because there's a lot of stuff you want to think about and learn about and explore. But the challenges that you have are going to be so much more interesting. You're going to learn so many more interesting things, perhaps meet more interesting, fascinating new people. More color, more love, more life, more passion, more joy in your life. And at some point you're going to be where they are, radiating this light, having impact on a whole reality, choosing where they wish to be and who they are, reinventing themselves with their own choice and having fun doing it, playing, working with passion and pleasure. They have it balanced. Feel that sense of completeness, of oneness, of union within all their parts. You can feel that there's an absence of conflict there. There's a peace that radiates within them. There's a harmony. They exude a love, they radiate a light that they shine. At first you feel a kind of a sense of awe. I am that. I am going there. Wow, that's beyond what I had even imagined. Let it sink in. Who you are with is your celebrant, the one who celebrates your connection with the divine. has nothing to do with a church or a religion. Direct, straight route to the divine. Ownership of their divinity is clear, it's obvious. They know who they are. More than you do. Way more. And it's a wonderful feeling to be in their presence. They extend their arms. Let yourself go to them now. Let them hold you. Hold them. Feel the light. Everywhere that you touch them, come into your body. Feel it seep into your body. Feel it tingle into your cells of your arms. And everywhere that you have contact with them, feel this light just tingling and tingling and tingling. Feel how it relaxes your solar plexus. How free and comfortable and open your heart is. It is so safe to be with them. You know, it's been ages since they've made a judgment of limitation. And you feel that safety with them. You feel they're caring for you. You feel the love come in through from their body, through the contact points into you. Your arms are filling up with the juices of love and light. It gets stronger and stronger and stronger now. Stronger and stronger. The love, the light, the tingling, sparkling energy. The joy, the celebration, the aliveness that they have, the passion and enthusiasm for life, the relationship they have with their body, so smooth, so effortless, so loving, so caring. You can feel your body connected to you etherically. You can feel your body stir in its sleep. And smile, a blissful dream for your body. You feel the groundedness that they have, the strength, the focus and the purpose. You allow it to come into you deeper now, more, stronger, more powerful is their resonance. Beautiful, brilliant lights of many different colors. You can feel them sparkling, coming into you, filling you up. Stronger, stronger now. Stronger. It becomes so intense you can hardly stand. It's almost like you can hardly breathe. And then you melt into them. The two of you melt together. You melt and become one. Feel yourself melt into it. You're melting into a new mold, a new template. It feels so, so good. You're so relaxed. They're so free energy. No tension. It's all melted away. No pain. It's melted away. No memories. They're melted away. No worries. They're melted away. You're only here in the now, in this moment. And you take a breath You breathe in and out gently. And in a sense, you feel yourself moving again. But this time, the movement is in every direction. You feel yourself moving upwards, outwards, downwards. You feel yourself expanding. And yet, you're not losing density. You're not losing power of your light. You're just becoming more. You feel yourself expand with more acceleration now. Greater, faster, faster. You expand way out, way out, way out. You expand so much so that you know that you've expanded to fill your world. The reality in this life that you've known is filled now with this new you, with this new template. Your past, your present, your future, filled with this energy, filled with this new sense of being, this new sense of light. Your world filled with your light. All the societies, all the cultures, all the people that you know and people you don't know, all the animals, all the plants, all the rocks and minerals, all the bodies of water, all the clouds, everything filled with your presence. And you hear yourself say, I am. And I am that. At this point, you can feel yourself becoming even brighter. There seems to be a light coming into you, a brilliant light, even far more brilliant than you are. What could that be? Because you are as brilliant as nine suns placed on top of each other in brilliance. But this is so much more. And the love is so much more. And this is touching the core of God, Goddess, all that is. The love fills you completely. I am. I am that. And you move into light. You concentrate your light down into a spark. And you become a little spark of light. Just let it come all the way in. It's not a painful contraction. This is a concentration. You have no space, no time. You can concentrate everything into an atom. You become the atom. The universe, the atom. And while you're in the atom, you remember. You remember a beautiful event in which you said farewell for now to your spiritual family and in the company of some wondrous spirit friends, mentors and masters and teachers, you undertook the journey into physicality. Filled with enthusiasm, filled with excitement, the claiming of a mission. You remember. You remember. And you see that same scene with you returning, triumphant. All your friends, and especially your beloved, is there. You remember. You intend. The cycle is complete. Your mission accomplished. It is all one. It is all now. And you realize that from now, from the now place of choice, where you've become that point, all possibilities and potentials are yours for choosing. You can see, even as if there were a donut, a torus, the shape of time and space, that you start here at this point and you end back at this point, and the journey takes you spiraling through the round and all over this torus till you get back to this one point. And you kind of sense it there, floating in front of you, to give you a mirror of your journey. And you see where you are now on the torus. The point of beginning, which is also the point of ending, and the ending, which was the point of beginning. And you see the point of what you call the present. It may not be at all close to this point of ending and beginning, as you might perceive it in location. But by your awareness, you know that with all the loops in time, you actually are very close to your return. And you laugh. It's funny. It's kind of joyous. It's a celebration. You are getting so close to your return. There's an acceleration that happens when the horse is about to return to the stables. It picks up its speed and gallops to the stables. You've picked up speed, dear one. You're coming back to that point where the end is the beginning and the beginning is the end. And you live a fifth dimensional life. You smile, you chuckle. Wow, what a journey it's been so far. The best part is yet to come. That last part is a wondrous adventure. And as you smile, your body shifts back there on the comfortable sofa or divan in the spa. Shifts and smiles, snuggles a little bit, and then stretches a little bit. And you return to it. Let yourself sink back down in there and spread your consciousness out so that it goes all the way out to the fingertips and out to the toes and to the tops of the head and the edges of the hairs. And fill up your body now. Powerful light being, playing with physicality. And as you do that, as you fill up your body, it feels ecstatic to the body. And the body feels joyousness and love from you. And in ecstasy, turns and stretches and gives a little sigh of joy and ecstasy. What a pleasure to have you in the body, says the body. And what a pleasure to work with you, say you to the body. As you open your eyes there in the spa to see the beautiful colors about, the beauty, the relaxation. You went way out there, it seems like, but you're really in here. And you smile and you get up and you stretch. It's time. It's time for you now to celebrate. It's time for you to accelerate your journey. Accelerate and celebrate your journey. Time for your healing to complete. Time for all the magic and the discoveries for your manifestations and your healings to come into play. Time to get going and to enjoy your life. As you let yourself now drift back into the present point, which is called this room, on this chair, you've brought the future to the present. And in so doing, you've healed your past. You're on a different future. You're on a different reality. Parallel, perhaps, a little bit to the one that you were on just a little while ago, a couple of days ago. But even if you're on it just a little bit differently, just a hair off, as you evolve and unfold your magic, the differences will be so much greater, so much faster, so much more success. So letting yourself now breathe in a nice deep breath to integrate with your body. Belly breaths, expanding the ribs, and relax and give it a nice little release. And you and your body are one, and together here in this room, do another one, another breath, and this time in the release, gently, gently, gently open your eyes. Connect with something, your body. Rub it, pat it, love it. All right. Now that might have seemed to be a very simple meditation, but there's a lot that went on in there. You got some downloads. You got some installations of codes. You got links. You got pieces of your history transmuted into energy for you. You know, history sometimes can be a little limitation there. But when you transmute it into energy, it becomes a strength. Feel your strength now. These codes and these energies that have come into you now, the imprints of your return. Are going to accelerate certain shifts and openings certain changes, certain healings, and certain manifestations in the days to come. It generally takes about 3 to 7 days to integrate this. Pay attention to your dreams, if you can remember your dreams. Notice what kind of meditations you're drawn to doing. Pay attention to changes going on in your body. Watch how you digest your food. How you perceive things. Pay attention, just watch, observe. Let yourself be open to the miracles. Let yourself be open to probabilities that you would have sniffed out a couple of days ago or doubted yourself about. Because what you've done in creating these imprints, receiving these codes of the future, these codes of success and celebration, is that you can activate the frequency of celebration any time you choose. The frequency is the reality. If you vibrate at a certain frequency, that is the reality you experience. So remember, if your reality doesn't seem to be as much fun or as enlightening or as successful as you would like it to be, you need to remember the frequency. You need to remember celebration. The connection with your spiritual family will bring it to you. You can talk mentally to your spiritual family and they'll hear you. Sometimes they'll talk back. The lack of communication has not been on their side. You just had to kind of wake up a little bit. If things are not where you want them, shift resonance. You can do it now. If you work with this meditation and the previous meditation, or any of the meditations indeed of this workshop, you can get yourself into that resonance because that resonance was in every one of the meditations. It'll pull you right back. The road should not be so hard. It should be more interesting now. All right? We've enjoyed so much working with you. It's been so much fun playing with your energies and watching your light dance about and do all sorts of interesting things. It's just been so fantastic. We thank all of you who have asked questions for bringing up your concerns and also many of these being concerns of others in the group, which is a gift that you give to others who are here. So we thank you for that. We always consider that you are writing the workshop with us. It's a co-creation. We couldn't do this workshop without you, right? That's true. We couldn't. So we're very grateful for the opportunity to have been with you. And for each and every one of you. Remember, we're there whenever you wish to us to be there. Just imagine those sparkles of stars in the sky coming together to form a larger star and sending a beautiful beam of light in your favorite color, or in any color that you sense is appropriate. It may surprise you. And we will, in our shimmering energy, surround you, nurture you, and be there for you. If you do it right as you drift off to sleep at night, You can ask us, please, Galexos, you know, work on this or work on that. Bring me this. Help me find that. Let me find an avenue or channel for this. Let me have a brainstorm about that. We can assist. And then you go on to sleep and we'll work. We'll work on opening up the energies that allow you to have that which you desire. So all you have to do is call us, just mentally, Galexis, and we'll show up. All right, dear ones. It is time for you to go about your life and put all of this into and integrate it into this fantastic celebration you call life. We surround you, dear ones, with our light. And as always, our love. Thank you. Farewell.